Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We have three callers on the line, and we have 8 minutes. So you each have 2 minutes. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say. I'm going to start with Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene? Gene of Eau Claire, are you there, Gene?
Oh, yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Sorry, Matt. I'll tell you something. I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to call in immediately. I am just sick to death of the people with the R after their name after all of the crap that we have been through in our country due to that orange-headed, lying, fraudulent, thief, criminal. And to tell us that Biden's bad just drives me up the wall. And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of the people that are wasting the taxpayer money every single day in our state, lying and conducting fraudulent investigations, and the radio stations in my area that spew out lies every day that are Republican-owned. And God darn it, we're sick of it. You're attacking us. We voted for Biden. We're happy with Biden. Stop the crap, because you're the one.
Good for you. You know, Gene, I love your passion. You're absolutely right. And this show, as you know, all points of view are welcome, but we don't agree with all points of view. But that's the difference between us and right-wing radio. And I think that you should continue to call in to the Eau Claire area stations and wherever you are and give them a piece of your mind. They have got to hear it. We're going on to Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
I find it fascinating, you know, this stop the steal nonsense from Trump. No, I'm not obsessed, CJ, with Trump. I'm obsessed with the idea of him never being president again, as Liz Cheney says, or anywhere near power in this country. Here's the thing. We've got a California judge who about a week and a half ago said there's a preponderance of evidence that says he's guilty of crimes. We got Don Jr. now, 2 days before the election was even called, coming up with this harebrained scheme to keep him in power. That's, to me, as much as admitting he knows they lost, correct? You know, there's right. 28 states, he said, where there's a path. Well, you don't say that unless you, in your own mind, knew that you actually lost. So they were coming up with this scheme to keep him in power. And so I guess maybe I'm obsessed with it, but I'm more obsessed with the fact that he can never, ever come near power in this country again.
Right. No, you raised some very good facts there. And then secondly, if he ever gets back in, we're out of NATO. Russia is going to go into Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Romania, the Czech Republic. Orban will invite him into Hungary. And all he'll have done is destroy 70 years of accomplishment of American foreign policy. In the meantime, divide us racially and eliminate the right to vote for president, because Republican gerrymandered legislatures will pick the electors. That's what you're going to get if you get Trump. He is Putin. He is Putin's fanboy. He is Putin's roadie. He's afraid of Putin because he's been funded by Putin and the oligarchs for now 20 years or more. He's funded by them. And the Steele report said that he was in a Moscow hotel room with KGB agents posing as prostitutes and engaged in perverted conduct. He denies it. Russia is sort of silent about it. The point is, his servility towards Putin is not just financial. His servility to Putin is not just financial. It would really hurt the United States and the world if he ever got back in. Thanks for calling. Next one up, I'll get to everybody. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Morning. I just want to comment on some of CJ's comments. Gas prices are high. It's not Joe Biden's fault. There's 9,000 leases on federal land that oil companies are not drilling on right now. You know, if you listen to the earnings call, they very clearly say they have no intention of increasing supply because they know it will impact prices and their profitability. So if you want to be mad at someone, you need to be mad at the oil companies, not Joe Biden. The other fallacy out there is by investing in infrastructure. You know, I guess my question to CJ is, what bridge do you want to fall down? There's a lot of these bridges and roads, you know, engineers across the country give them a C- or a D in terms of a report card. These are critical investments that need to be made. If we're worried about what's going on, we shouldn't have done a massive tax cut several years back. I think that put over $200,000 in Ron Johnson's pocket, huge amounts of money into the U-lines and that other widow down there in Boyd. That was irresponsible and ill-advised. You know, everyone said at the time this was not going to help the economy. They lied through their teeth and said, oh, it was going to create jobs and this and everything else. Well, right now, Biden's unemployment rate is a 54-year low. So, I mean, you know, let's be honest in terms of what we're talking about and, you know, stop listening to the talking points of some of these other stations.
You hit the nail on the head. We're at a 64. The last time it was this low was 1968. Anybody can get a job. Companies are advertising for jobs. And no one's talking about $15 an hour minimum wage. There's some companies offering $20 or $25. And Walmart is paying first-time truck drivers $110,000 a year. So wages are on the way up. That contributes to inflation, but it's also very important because that money gets recycled in our economy. We are in a boom economy, believe it or not, a boom economy. And one of the sad but true things is that wartime economies tend to be boom economies because the government spends money in the defense sector, which then ripples through the economy. So this business of attacking Biden on economics is misplaced. However, the core issue right now is foreign policy and is standing up to the Ruskies. Thanks a lot for calling in. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, well, ditto to the points that were just made. I mean, CJ, it is perhaps, again, I'm doing an injustice, but CJ, if Trump takes over, CJ will be happily denouncing us to the Trump Gestapo that's going to go out and round us all up. That maybe not right away, but eventually, because this is the Republican playbook for a couple of decades now. Because let's remember, Karl Rove was part of that cadre that wanted to, you know, permanent Republican government in this country. And the Republicans have now decided to side up with a strongman, Putin, and it's unsurprising that CJ blames Biden for this stuff. Well, look how Trump set up the feast. I mean, he gave in to the Taliban. He negotiated with the Taliban. He closed 7 or 8 bases in Pakistan before Biden got in. Most of our troops are out of Afghanistan before Biden got in. That just point by point, CJ makes the stuff, and it's Republican talking points, it's Fox talking points, and now I see this morning Tucker Carlson is unvaccinated. Well, God forgive me, but you know, may all 4, 5, or 6 variants hit Tucker Carlson right between the eyes with COVID, and maybe he'll end up on his ass for a couple of months with COVID. I mean, that it is just, these guys are horrible. I mean, and...
Well, Mark, thanks for calling, because we're coming to we have one more caller, and we're coming to the end, but thank you very much. And the next one is, let's see, is crawling okay, this is a call that came into the station, but we don't have time. We're coming to the end of the show. Mark, as always, very good stuff, and I always count on you for some very good historical as well as factual information. The bottom line is Ukraine is being genocided. We have the ability to stop it. Get him the planes. Get him the planes. Get him the multi-missile launchers, the shorter ship missiles. Get him the tanks and the artillery today, mañana, yesterday. Get him the planes. Yesterday, today, tomorrow. We need it right away. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Even if we're just dancing.